Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? This week has been absolutely fascinating, or I should say this weekend past. And I'm moving into 2015 at a slower pace than I really anticipated that I would. Now, that's not a bad thing because I'm doing some very purposeful things and concentrating in areas where I really need to concentrate on at this season of the business and this season of my life. And so I'm in a really good place right now, a really good space, and anticipating great and wonderful things for this year. Well, we started last week, started to review a book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. And I'm going to continue with some of that reading and just going through some of the areas in the book that I've highlighted. I think it's really important, since it is the beginning of the year, to start off with some inspiration and some direction and some focus so that we can know that we're being steered in the right direction, to not get overwhelmed with anything that may be impending or, you know, sometimes when you're working on your dream or your vision, there are things that will come in from to distract you. And so we want to remain very focused. We want to remain purposeful in the direction that we're taking for our lives, for our businesses, for our ministries. And so I chose this book, as I said last year, after the accident with Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife Ruth and their some of their ministers, that I would be reviewing or looking at some of the books that Dr. Miles Monroe wrote, because I would really, really believe that, number one, he was just a prolific writer, a man called of God to shed light on certain areas in life that I don't believe anyone had done to the degree that he did. One of those was purpose, and the other was the kingdom of God. And so we are looking at this book, and we'll be going through it, and I'll be reading it. And so I just ask you, you know, stick with me through the shows. I may not be really pump, pump, upbeat and all of this kind of thing, but the information coming directly from this book, and it will be impactful on your life, I'm sure, very impactful on your life. Now, before I start reading, I would really, well, you know what, I'm going to start reading first. I have some music. I have a little music segment, but I think that I'll get through some of the book first, and then we'll do some music, okay? Now, I started out last week in chapter one, and we're in part one now. What is vision? Vision, the key to fulfilling your life purpose. And he says, God has placed within each person a vision that is designated to give purpose and meaning to life. Our world is filled with people who are busy but not ultimately effective or satisfied. They are doing much, expending time and energy, but getting little of value accomplished. Consequently, they spend their lives toiling away, but never making any headway. And then we read in that part that there were some statistics about how many people go to work every day who are virtually, basically very unsatisfied with what they do. And there are stats to show that. The people are going to work every day who are very unsatisfied with what they're doing. And so they're living without purpose. Okay, I'm going to keep reading here. And I'm pulling out bits and chunks of information from this book. I'm not reading it through verbatim. So I do recommend that you go to probably Amazon.com and purchase a copy if you would like your own copy. The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny, Dr. Miles Monroe. So here's a question. Do you know why you exist? Whether they are satisfied or dissatisfied with their lives, the eventual goal of most people is retirement. Yet, we were born just to go through certain life rituals. Were we born to just go through certain life rituals, find a job, get married, buy a house, raise children, change jobs or career, retire, and then die? Or is there more to life? And then he says, no reason for living. If you ask people, why do you exist, most cannot tell you. They can't explain their purpose in the world. They have no vision for their lives. Do you have a sense of personal purpose? Do you know why you were born? Does your purpose give you a passion for living? You may ask me, do I really need to have a reason for my existence? And my answer is absolutely. Life is intended to have meaning. You were born just for the fun of it. You were not born just for the fun of it. If all you have to look forward to after working for years for other people is a gold watch and a pension, then your life is a tragedy in the making. Wow. You can know why you exist, and you can experience a remarkable life in light of that knowledge. Life doesn't have to be aimless, repetitive exercise, because you were not designed to simply ride a rocking horse. You were meant to be going somewhere and be headed toward a destination. Living without a dream. When I speak to groups of people about vision, whether it's in the context of business, government, or the church, I always emphasize the following truth because I believe it is crucial for each one of us to understand. The poorest person in the world is a person without a dream. Maybe you've never known what you wanted to do with your life, or maybe you had a dream once but lost sight of it through discouraging circumstance or the busyness of day-to-day living. No matter how much money you may have, if you don't have a clear vision for your life, you are truly poor. It has been said that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. What's worse, you won't even know when you arrived unless you have a definite idea of where you want to go, and chances that you will get there are remote. The problem is that most people have no vision beyond their current circumstances. Without a vision for the future, life loses its meaning. An absence of meaning then leads to a lack of hope. Whenever people are hopeless about their life situation, they can become resentful of their jobs or families. They feel as if they are wasting their lives, and they start living with a vague but constant internal longing for something more. Stop participating in life in any significant way. No matter how much money a person may have, anyone who lives like this is poor. A visionless life is a poverty-stricken existence. That information is important because when I was reading it, I was just thinking about the poverty-stricken existence. And sometimes just the opposite of this is true as well. People live in poverty a lot of times because they don't have a dream. But then there's also that life experiences have been telling them that no matter what they do, they can't get out of the circumstances that they live in. So it all begins really with renewing of your mind. It all begins with getting the right type of information, relevant information, to take you into your purpose and into the things that that you're passionate about. So I'm going to read something else from here. Yet if you can see beyond your present circumstances, if you can have hope for the future, you have true riches. No matter how much money you have in your bank account, that is why the Bible encourages us with these words, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for the future. Excuse me. Jeremiah 29:11. It doesn't matter what you currently have or don't have, as long as you can see what you could have. This vision is key to life, because where there's no vision, because where there's a dream, there's hope. And where there's hope, there's faith. And faith is the substance or fulfillment of what you are hoping for. See Hebrews 11:1. So then, as I was saying before, one of the things about poverty is the hopelessness of it. The fact that you don't realize that there are things outside of your normal everyday activities and things that you may not be exposed to that can help you to get out of the area wherever that poverty is, you know, because you can be poor mentally, physically, spiritually. You can be poor more so than monetarily, you know, and this is what he's speaking to with hopelessness. And when you take away a person's hope, it's like that poem, A Dream Deferred. Hopelessness just leads to death. So even if you have just a small semblance of hope, it will help you to get to the next step toward your destiny. And one of the things he says is the poorest person in the world is a person without a dream. And here it's living with unfulfilled dreams. Having a vision or a dream is inherent in being human. What is your dream? What do you imagine yourself doing? What do you want to accomplish? Are you doing what you really want to do with your life? Maybe you once had an idea of what you wanted to be or do, and you still have those ideas. Do you see yourself becoming a lawyer or starting your own firm? Do you dream of owning a successful boutique where people are waiting in line to buy the fashions you designed? Do you think about owning a daycare center that has a first-class curriculum and services 200 children? Do you want to write a novel? Do you imagine yourself owning a prosperous business and being able to give more money to your church? Do you dream about going back to school and doing something with your education and academic abilities? By the end of the work week, many of us are very tired. The question is, after exhausting ourselves, are we any closer to where we want it to go? People have all kinds of ideas in their minds, but they rarely act on them. This is a pattern that often occurs. 5 or 10 years will go by, and they still haven't done anything to help them realize their dreams. 20 years will pass, yet they haven't become what they really wanted to be or accomplished what they wanted to build or create. So let me ask you guys here on the radio show, are you working toward your dream? Are you working toward your goal? Do you have that focus on the target that looms large in front of you? Are you practicing your area of expertise so that you can become better at it on a daily basis? What are you doing? Are you taking classes, attending seminars, maybe even attending webinars or teleseminars? Are you getting with your mentors and people who are already doing what you envision yourself doing in the future? Because that's a large part of it. If you're not already doing it, if you're not working on some level toward your goal, your aspirations, what you want to be doing, then you're not going to be able to fulfill your dream. And a lot of times people think that they can get involved with various programs and, you know, they pay the fee, they do the program, and automatically when they come out of the program that they're going to be so much better at doing what they just learned. But the reality is, until you start actually actively working on what you plan to do and get some experience under your belt, you're not going to be successful at it. And it takes hard work. it absolutely takes hard work to accomplish your dream. So while you sit back and think about that for a while, I'm going to play a song, and I absolutely love this song, and it's an old song, but I'm going to just play it and let you enjoy it while you think about, are you focusing on your goals? Are you where you need to be right now with your dream and your vision for 2015?
To say goodbye for now, we'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our life every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud. Singing all day. This song is my prayer. I give to only You. It can't compare to the gift from You. He gave us His love. He gave us His Son.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, Jesus. There's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Things don't go your way. But to be without is not His will. No, this cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours to claim. Claim the meanest. Oh.
I say, amen.
Wow, that was absolutely phenomenal, and I know that you recognize the song. It's "Say Amen" by Howard Hewitt. "Say Amen" by Howard Hewitt, and we're talking about fulfilling your life's purpose. We're reading from this book by Dr. Miles Monroe, "The Principles and Power of Vision: Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny." By Dr. Miles Monroe. I'm pretty sure that it's probably available on Amazon.com. Now let me continue with the reading here. It says, while the poorest person in the world is a person without a dream, the most frustrated person in the world is someone who has a dream but doesn't know how to bring it to pass. This is the person whose dream has become a nightmare of unfulfilled expectations. When people feel that they are just wandering through life and wasting their potential, their despair can spill over into other areas of their lives, including their relationships, causing additional heartache. These people come to the end of their lives drained rather than completed, because there is no relationship between their jobs and their visions. There is no relationship between their present circumstance and their dreams. It's depressing and frustrating to have an idea for years that you haven't yet seen come to pass. Are you weary of having high expectations that never work out? Maybe by now you have so many unfulfilled dreams that it turns too much to dream anymore, that it hurts too much to dream anymore. Perhaps you started to pursue your vision, but you got sidetracked or something went wrong and abandoned it. There wasn't enough money. It was too time-consuming. People were working against you. Your day job became too demanding, or your family said it would never succeed. Since continuing to pursue your dream was so difficult, you backed off, saying, forget it. I'm not going to try to be what I really want to be. I'm going to get a regular job with a secure salary and settle down. I'm going to live as a normal person with normal friends in a normal house with a normal paycheck and be buried in a normal grave. That's, you know, just reading through that, I can't tell you how many times I've said that to myself, but still continue to work on my dream. So I understand what he's getting to. Even when you are working on your dream, and as I said before, some people think that, okay, I take this class, the class is going to be over, I'm going to know everything I need to do, and it's just going to be this overnight sensation. Very rarely does that ever happen. And so these times that I just read through here with Dr. Miles Monroe was saying, those times come to everyone, but then there are those people who succumb to that thinking and just put their dream aside and just let it die. And then there are others who go there, you know, and they're talking and in their frustration, but never let the dream fail. Never put it down. Continue to work on it, even through those mentally anguished moments, those moments of mental anguish when, you know, you feel like, oh my God, this is really hard. So anyway. So the next section here says, born to be distinct. You will never be satisfied living that way because you were not created to be normal. You were designed by God not to blend in, but to stand out. Think of the thousands of kinds of flowers in the world. They are all flowers, but each one is unique in its species. Trees all seem to blend together. When you get closer, however, you see that the shape of each tree is unique. Every type of tree has leaves with a distinct design. Why? Because uniqueness is a part of God's creation. Individual design is as true of humanity as it is of nature. Then I'm going to skip through some of that. That was something I had it highlighted. And this is born with a unique vision. God not only created each person on earth to be distinct design, but he also placed in everyone a unique vision. And I have highlighted here, you must have a clear reason for your life as Jesus did. I know what mine is. I was born to raise up leaders and to train them so they can impact their entire nations and generations to come. And he certainly did that before he passed. So I am reading through this book, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I read this book many years ago, and that right now I'm thumbing through and just reading some of the highlights within this book, because one of the things that I want you to do is to regain your momentum, your focus, your direction, and be purposeful as you begin 2015 to continue to work your dream and your vision. And let's see if I can find something else here that I've highlighted. What your vision will give you. It has been said that there are three kinds of people in the world. First, there are those who never seem to be aware that things are happening around them. Second, there are those who ask, what just happened? Third, there are those who make things happen. Wow, okay, that was a good observation right there. Those that see things happen around them, those that wonder what happened, and those that make things happen. Let me go to another one. Your gift will make a way for you. How is the fulfillment of vision meant to work in practical terms? Proverbs 18:16 is a powerful statement that reveals the answer. A man's gift will make room for him. I'm just reading through some of the highlights and tabs that I have on this book. A very important work by Dr. Miles Monroe. And this is chapter 2, The Source of Vision. And vision comes from purpose. I'm going to read through this section. The first key to understanding vision is to realize that it always emanates from purpose. Why? God is the author of vision. And it is his nature to be purposeful in everything he does. Every time he appeared on the scene in human history, it was because he wanted something specific accomplished and was actively working it out through people's lives. Therefore, God is a God of action based on purpose. Moreover, his purposes are eternal. Well, that's our show for to hope you enjoyed the reading and also the music. And please, as you pursue your destiny and your purpose this year, go out and pick up a copy of this book, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.